This is KERA News. Among small businesses struggling during the coronavirus pandemic, nail salons. They're popular in Texas. In fact, Dallas and Harris counties rank among the top 10 nationwide in terms of having the most nail salon workers. The owners are often women and Vietnamese American. And as KERA's Elizabeth Myung reports, as salons reopen, owners are facing new challenges.
A worker spraying down Mod Nail Lounge with disinfectant. It's another task to add to the list since reopening in May. Co-owner Mai Duan is happy her doors are open, but the good news has been overshadowed by the overwhelming responsibility.
It has been a huge challenge, and trying to reopen and following all CDC guidelines has been a setback as well.
Duan's Dallas nail salon was shut down for 2 months. Roughly 40% of her clients returned. Duan's among women of color being financially challenged by the pandemic, facing higher rates of job loss and difficulty securing federal support. Seba Wahid is research director for the UCLA Labor Center. She says the nail industry is particularly vulnerable.
They're mothers and daughters, they're immigrant women, and they depend on this livelihood. And for basically the salons to have shut down as quickly as they did, most of these workers didn't have the recourse.
Duan turned to COVID-19 related bank and federal loans, but faced obstacles. She spent hours combing through bills and bank records, and even took part in a driveway strategy session with other nail salon owners. They spread 6 feet apart in lawn chairs, pulling out laptops and talking through applications. Still, it took Duan a month to get a Paycheck Protection Program loan after being denied and reapplying.
So it did take us a long time to understand it. You have to be extremely accurate. So it's not like you can just take an estimate.
Organizations like the Vietnamese American Community of Dallas are helping out. Tiffany Hong is the nonprofit's vice president of internal affairs. She says her group is providing translation services and news updates to members.
They don't know what, where, you know, or how they can ask for help. And that's where we are here.
The Vietnamese American community's close-knit network has helped them thrive in the U.S. nail salon business since the beginning. A group of women known as the First 20 were introduced to the nail industry by actress Tippi Hedren in 1975.
When the Vietnamese people come in, they work like family work, so they open their own shop.
That was Huan Le, one of the First 20 featured in the documentary Nailed It. But the wave of xenophobia and racism against them was strong. Even now, during the pandemic, Vietnamese Americans don't have to look far to find examples of stigma.
This whole thing started in the state of California, the first community spread, in a nail salon.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom in May. He faced backlash, but failed to provide evidence when questioned. A nail industry group threatened legal action. The coronavirus is highlighting the industry's vulnerability to biased attacks, but also labor and safety issues. Wahid says the low-wage system is now unsustainable.
What the big shadow over all of this is that it was a low-wage, low-service sector, meaning people generally were paying, you know, very little for the kind of service that they were getting, which transferred to lower profit margins.
Across the country, many owners are mourning the loss of their salons, and with them, a small slice of American history. Duan says it'll take a year for her salon to recover.
You know, April and May was the busiest month for us last year. And now going back into it, I mean, we're not the same.
The uncertainty makes Duan wonder if her salon will ever be the same again. I'm Elizabeth Myung in Dallas.